Detroit Show on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
I mentioned this yesterday. Deloy Hansen, leadership from West Valley City, others from Real Salt Lake and the Real Monarchs, held a press conference in West Valley City at the Maverick Center yesterday, announcing a letter of intent to build the new minor league soccer stadium in that area instead of at the Utah State Fair Park. And I mentioned that we had assurances from Real Salt Lake that Deloy Hansen would be able to join us today, and indeed that did happen, and I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with Deloy, although I think still he is on an airplane right now. So we arranged to talk with Mr. Hansen, the owner of Real Salt Lake and the Monarchs and what very well could be a professional women's soccer team and other business holdings, of course, you know, here in the state of Utah. And when we chatted, this was at 8 o'clock this morning, I set the stage. I said, you know, we're aware of the Fair Parks deal and so on, but let's start with the latest news, and then we'll work backwards on this. And I just asked him to tell us kind of how things unfolded and what is unfolding in West Valley City.
West Valley has been remarkable in their rapid engagement of the vision that we have and the opportunities they have. You know, in their entertainment zone that they've had, they're near 35th South, next to the Maverick Center, the Hale Theater, the mall, and the city offices. They've laid out a location that we think is perfect, that we could build, you know, an 8,000-seat stadium that could host both the Monarchs, which is our USL minor league, that could then, you know, develop out of that stadium. Second, Bill Manning and I recently spent a great deal of time with the commissioner of the NWSL, which is now a 9-team league at the highest level for women's professional soccer in the Western, basically the North American continent, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And we really believe that we will have a good opportunity to, in 2017, add a full professional women's soccer team here. And a lot of people don't understand what that is, but if you see the U.S. national team, you see Abby Wambach and Hope Solo. These players all play on this team, so they allocate currently 3 U.S. players, 2 Canadian and 1 Mexican national, to these teams. From from the USA Soccer. And so it really is seeing women's soccer at the highest level. And they use the professional league to really make sure that the American team, Canadian and Mexican, are receiving competition at a level that will allow them to win in the Olympics and in the World Cup. So we're excited that, you know, we may be able to add that component to the mix in 2017. So it's would really be the Monarchs, and then we've come up with a really fun name for the women, but that'll be a later announcement.
I'm anxious to hear what that's going to be. Soccer is just on fire, not only in our state and in our area, but throughout the country now. We're kind of catching up with the world, and the stadium that will be built, I'm trying to envision where perhaps it might be. I know the Ritz Movie Complex and Entertainment Complex is somewhat derelict right now. Is that the area that people are talking about?
Well, where they're looking is, and again, I want to emphasize this is still West Valley's decision, and we're working towards that. But to the south of the Maverick Center, before you reach the 3 hotels, that in that parking space immediately adjacent to the 215 freeway, there is a perfect layout there for the stadium that minimizes the parking loss to the overall project, which currently has 3,600 parking stalls, which is adequate for, you know, both the Maverick Center and, you know, which would be the Real Monarch Stadium. All of those could work, you know, out of that space. And you have 140,000 cars drive by every day, so your message is easy to get out. You're in the second largest city in the valley. It's got the demographic that we like, families, a lot of ethnic soccer players that we can work with. And so we think we found an ideal location. And the city administration, I can't say enough. Nicole Cottle is one of those rare people that a city gets that has amazing talent. I think she's been with the city 15 years, and you're just amazed to sit in a meeting with she and Wayne and see their capacity to really execute effective economic development for West Valley. So they've got a real treasure in those two employees.
I think, too, of that location, Deloy, and boy, to have the mass transit, too, to have the track system just to the north
right there
of that, it seems to have just about everything. Maybe you could give us a little background. I have heard that the second word got out that the Fair Park deal looked like it wasn't going to happen, before the words even hit the ground, that West Valley was basically knocking on your door.
Well, we have two employees that worked at the Maverick Center for a number of years. Craig Martin was there for 10 years. He now runs Real's facilities, you know, at the Rio Tinto. And Andy Carroll, who worked there in their sponsorship and marketing. So they have a deep relationship with the city management. And they put together a meeting with management, and management came fully prepared, you know, in lightning speed, to show how their entertainment district can meet our needs. And it's fun to be courted. I've kind of enjoyed, you know, having the courting relationship that West Valley's put forward. And they've been, Mayor Ron Bigelow is just a true gem of a gentleman. And I've just enjoyed the entire process. It's been, you know, I'm 62, and I tell people I work at this point because of the great people I get to spend time with. And I'm excited to spend time with the leadership at West Valley, the city council, the mayor, the administration. And so one of my great motivators is we're going to build a great public project here that should be for the benefit of the Central Valley. And I hope in a huge way. And I've got great partners in West Valley that I think we can accomplish that dream.
Assuming that things do go forward appropriately so within this letter of intent period, Deloy, how soon might we see a shovel in the ground?
Well, the good part is we spent 6 months getting through what I would call the programming. You know, how to program a stadium takes a long time. We've got 95% of that done. And we had, you know, a good deal of the design development done, moving literally towards construction drawings. So it does fit with some minor alterations into this zone. And so we've done a lot of the work, the design work with, you know, our architect, TDA, is ready to shift gears. And I'm hoping that during the 60 days, we're able to move very closely into construction drawings. So 2 months after that, so 4 months from now, we should have drawings that we could literally execute a building permit from and then start, you know, hard construction of the site, assuming, you know, there's a lot of hurdles. So I'm just kind of looking past the hurdles and saying that could be a good target date. If we started that date, we could be occupying the stadium in August to September of 2016, which would be wonderful. It could end the 2016 season playing in the new stadium, helping us launch the ticket sales for 2017, and you'll be ready for a women's team that could start playing there in 2017 too.
Well, that does sound great.
A lot of activity there with both of those teams, and I think there'd be just a raw enthusiasm for what we can do.
I remember a few years back when we had the end of the season in Rio Tinto, and just the enthusiasm for soccer fans to finally have their own home. It really was a game changer. It made all the difference. We will take a break right here. A pre-recorded interview we did earlier this morning with Deloy Hansen. He's on an airplane right now, and I appreciate him accommodating our schedule. We accommodated his, and the next segment that we'll share with you talks about what happened with the Fair Park deal. Interesting conversation coming up here at KSL News Radio. Downtown Salt Lake City, still cool, 32 degrees at 10:16.
Doug Wright,
Covering Utah's biggest stories.
Breaking Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Let's get back to the conversation that I had earlier this morning with Deloy Hansen, a very prominent Utah businessman, owns Real Salt Lake, and now a minor league soccer team building a stadium for it was a hot issue over the last little while, certainly. And the discussion was, many of us thought, this new facility would be built at the Utah State Fair Park. Let's continue this portion of the conversation. I just kind of painted the stage of what others like Larry Miller and Dave Checkets went through to build their stadiums, and then got right into what happened with the Fair Park. I've got to ask this question. You know, you look at the big arenas that have been built. You look at Rio Tinto, and you look at some of the struggles that at that time Dave Checkets had. You look back at the building of what then we called the Delta Center, and some of the interesting scenarios that Larry Miller dealt with, and the questions that came up over, well, what kind of tax breaks will be necessary, what kind of public funding might be necessary, and on, your deal, especially when it was presented with the Fair Park, it appeared that basically you were there with your check open, ink dripping from the tip of the pen, ready to sign this deal. And a lot of people, I mentioned off the air to you, Deloy, that I've had a lot of almost little deep throat calls going, what happened here? Good grief. And not one person has basically put the blame at your doorstep. They have been very concerned about how things were handled at the state and legislative level. Maybe I can just ask you the straight-up question. Sure. What happened on the Fair Park deal?
Well, one, I want to give the governor kudos. He was, even the day we were thinking of this, there was a courtesy call, and he called 14 times to see if there was anything he could do. The governor is an amazing governor, and he's been very supportive. But he's a good leader. He knows that you've got to bring the whole state along. You can't get too far out in front of your legislature, or it's not going to happen anyway. You've got to bring people along in a democratic system. The Fair Park's a difficult question, so I'm slow to judge here. There's a big investment there if we're going to take an iconic asset that's been around for 100 years and resurrect it to something that can have major rodeos like the days of 47. Major concerts, really a pristine agricultural celebration of rural Utah. I mean, there's some big visions that need big thinkers and committed capital. So our goal was simple. We will make a gift to the Fair Park in the state of Utah, asking nothing but the land and the lease, and we will share the revenue, both parking and concerts, lease, to give some cash flow to the park that they could then help justify possible debt or different things that could resurrect the whole state fair. And we put it out as a gift, and we did zero lobbying. We said, you know, the gift speaks for itself. We're not here trying to twist arms to do this. If it makes sense in the overall budget priorities of the state of Utah, we want to be part of the solution. But we're not imposing a solution, nor do we want to be viewed as, trying to create abnormal politics with this. So we've tried to be appropriate, the way I look at it. Now, I wasn't there for the decisions, lots of rumors. I compliment those that could see the vision. Others had other priorities. And that's what a democracy is all about. I've always said, not every good idea finds the light of day. That said, we always knew there were multiple opportunities for a project like this. And, you know, from out of state and in state, I mean, there were probably 10 or 15 overtures. Could we help you? So I want to just thank everyone in the state that reached out to us through the Salt Lake County, Ogden, through Arizona. We had a lot of people reach out seeing the value of this minor league team to their overall community development and youth development, because this is an aspirational team. This is 17 to 23 year olds. This is what a kid playing high school soccer or dreaming of becoming a soccer player can look at these guys and say, I could be that. I could play for the Monarchs. We just had a 461 player tryout at the old Zango Field or in Lehigh, show up for a 3-day tryout, and we were picking two players from basically the Utah Intermountain West to play on this team. 461 people signed up. We narrowed it down to 160.
Right.
There is a huge aspirational goal to be part of this. As you grow up, you go to college, you go to high school, you play on a club. We want to be that aspirational team that you can enter professional soccer, train with an effective team, and possibly, like Luke Mulholland or different ones, fire to the top of the roof. And I think that's exciting if we can be developmental, and that's what we're trying to be.
Absolutely. Deloy, I so appreciate the time you've spent with us today, and we're looking forward to a great season with Real Salt Lake. And as always, our conversations are delightful. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Doug Wright Show.
Thank you, Doug.
Deloy Hansen with us, the owner of Real Salt Lake, prominent businessman, to talk about the future minor league stadium, which now appears, and it's not a done deal yet, but appears to be destined for West Valley City. And many of us were very surprised when the Fair Park deal fell apart. And as I indicated and alluded to when I talked with Deloy Hansen, I have received, I don't know how many phone calls, probably three or four, from various areas, which was particularly intriguing, within the soccer community, within the Fair Park community, directly to the Fair Park, within the overall business community, and governmental. All of this was you know, without attribution, off the record comments, you know, please don't use my name type things. But every single one of them, without exception, pointed directly to the leadership of the Utah State House of Representatives for the Fair Park deal going south. And we'll look for an opportunity to talk more about that. But soccer fans are pretty excited about what is unfolding now. Fair Park fans are going, holy cow, what happened here? Let's take a break. We'll come right back with more of today's Doug Wright Show.